You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a place for you to reconnect with your inner and higher guidance to navigate your path and purpose. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs, an author, speaker, mentor, and energy forecaster who moved out of a job in public relations into a whole new life, one intuitive nudge at a time. And I believe you can follow your intuition and change your life too. It's energy forecast time, a little psychic insight into the upcoming energy at play, how to work with it, and how to maximize its presence in your life. Think of this as your secret source for an aligned and abundant life. Before we dive into the month ahead, please be sure you've taken time to reflect on the past month. What were your insights? How did my forecast pan out for you? And maybe you performed a forecast of your own, and it's worth reflecting on how it panned out too. There's a lot to be learned in reflecting and understanding our intuitive insights and impressions and looking at how they unfold. So, let's get to the energy for the month ahead, which of course is March. And we have the Have Fun card. This is such a beautiful card in any reading because, as the name suggests, there's an energy here of fun. We are likely, hopefully, to have a time of fun and celebration in the month ahead. At a collective level, this may see us celebrate particular collective wins. Maybe there's an advancement of some sort or a win for all of humanity. Essentially, there is some positive or good news for all of us. Maybe there's a milestone or some sort of celebration. And we're surely due some good, positive news. And so this card and the energy that feels very light and positive means that we can anticipate some this month. Conversely, the Have Fun card is a reminder to bring more joy into difficult moments. And although I'm hoping we don't need this reminder at the collective level this month, we may. The Have Fun card really will remind us to have fun. And I mean, over the last couple of years, collectively, there has not been as many reasons and moments to have fun in between pandemics and wars and bloodshed and cost of living crisis and so on and so forth. Now, these things, of course, require attention and effort. There's no debating that. What this card says is how can we bring an air of lightness, of positivity, of fun to some of these more trying situations. At an individual level, we can work with the energy that March brings by ensuring that we are bringing joy and happiness and delight and pleasure and play and fun into our lives, even when, or especially when, things don't really feel so happy. So look, this message is as much about choosing rose-colored glasses and actively seeing the beauty that is around us or changing the lens with which we are viewing the world around us. Of course, that can be difficult at times and in the world right now. But if we have the chance to change our perspective, even in a small way in our own life, if we can't change the perspective at a much bigger global level, it can help. Now, I want to be clear, this isn't about glossing over problems. It's not about bypassing any healing that we may need to do individually and or collectively. That is important. Rather, what I mean here is that we can have an experience of both. The law of duality says that we have both extremes. We can have pain and joy. We can have happiness and sadness. Both can be true and both can coexist. Now, something I want to mention here is that often this card, this idea of having fun, is one of the ways that Spirit encourages us to start building a trust in our intuition. When we are focusing on having fun, if you catch yourself even just briefly in a very deep belly laugh for that brief moment, we aren't ruminating on the past. We aren't racing ahead or anticipating some future state. And instead, when we're having fun, when we're in joy, when we're laughing, it's a very quick fire way of bringing us back to center. It is actually very close to the frequency of our true self. And so while there is this duality and both can exist at once, in brief moment-to-moment moments, we can opt to lean into the joy and the pleasure, and it can bring us back to ourselves. So the reminder that comes with this card, of course, is that it's important we tap into the beauty and the pleasure and the joy and the fun and the delight. The energy of this month requires it, or is going to support us in feeling it. So as you prepare to move into the month ahead, really have a think about or feel into the places or activities and experiences that help you not to only have fun, but give you those brief moments of being all in with the pleasure or the joy at hand. Maybe this is about considering the people that you want to spend more time with this month. Who are those people that help you bring out the fun in you or the silliness? I have shared on the podcast before that often when we need a bit of a mood change in our home, my daughters and I will just laugh. We will actually force ourselves to laugh. And it's silly and kind of a bit cringeworthy. But then you start giggling at how cringeworthy it is. And I'm giggling just thinking about it. This is why I'm sharing it. So think about how you can cultivate fun, how you can shift your energy. If you find yourself in a funk, how are you going to shift that back to fun? And it's not just about removing a K. You see, I'm having fun. So think about the people, the places, the activities, experiences, but also how might you bring beauty and pleasure and joy into other moments? Is it about having your favorite candle burning in the room? Is it about wearing your favorite colors? Is it about choosing to go about your day listening to certain music? You know, these things by themselves, of course, are not going to change the extremes, but it is enough to shift us back to joy, that we can come back into our center so that we can actually bring about the change that we might need. When we bring that kind of energy into our days and our lives, the difficulties and challenges that fill the days and our lives, we start to bring a different energy to the solution and the changes. So having fun is, of course, about the moment in which we're having fun, but it's also about shifting the energy behind the solutions and changes and actions that are going to change the things that need to change. Some of us this month may need to use this energy to reframe our thinking, to help lift us out of negativity or out of a lack mentality, and in doing so to bring us back to really what are just the simple pleasures of life. By bringing our perspective back into our own unique circumstances and finding the things that we can be grateful for is a really quick way of, again, bringing us back to that lighter, more positive, more joyful energy. Now, for others, as you're listening to this, you might be primed and ready with the energy of this month to receive wonderful news. Maybe there's a milestone or a celebration that perhaps is already in your calendar, but this certainly feels like the universe is going to bring us, you know, maybe not every single one of us, but for many of us, there is this sense of positive news or opportunity that's going to be coming our way. So if you've ever needed an excuse to create more positive moments, this would be the time. Perhaps it means that this is an ideal month for you to be more social, if you're so inclined, to connect or to reconnect with people. And frankly, after the last few years, perhaps this is exactly what is needed. This sense of coming together, a shared joy, a shared sense of fun and a vision for where we go next. And that may be coming together in your own backyard or a local community group, but my hope is, and there's just an inkling of it here, that this will hopefully be on a much larger global scale. Remember, the overarching energy of the year that I shared in the 2024 Collective Energy Forecast is all about self-love. The message of 2024, or the overarching energy of 2024, is all about choosing love, choosing to love yourself, to honor yourself, but also to open yourself up to experience love in everything and everyone else around you. And so this have fun message here as we move into March is reminding us about the things and the places and the peoples and activities and all of the things that bring you joy. If you are resisting having fun, I invite you to go deeper into your love of self. How could you be a person who brings joy to others? So the good news is, overall, the energy of March is quite light. Like I said, it's the perfect time to schedule social activities. But if on the flip side, this card brings up something else for you, and perhaps for you, it's more about contemplating how or where you can bring a sense of joy into the moment at hand. Bringing a sense of wonder and curiosity and fun and joy to any moment can help us not just move through the moment, but transform the experience of that moment. The affirmation that accompanies the Have Fun card in the Little Sage Oracle card deck is this: having fun helps me relax and see my life from a different perspective. I have fun in everything I do. So in terms of supports for you during this month, book in some fun. Whether that is being alone or being social, there is an element here of being social, but book it in. I also mentioned that having fun is one of the ways that we can tune back into our intuition. And it's actually one of the tips I share in my free ebook, 10 Tips to Build Your Intuition in 10 Minutes a Day. Having fun is something that is relatively quick and easy at a surface level, at least. And as I said, it can bring you back into your intuition. So you can grab a copy of that ebook. The link is in the show notes. But we can also start to reframe our thinking this month. An exercise or a journaling prompt that you might want to try is at the top of a page, simply write, if this was fun, it would, dot, 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 dot. And then fill the page with all the ways that this, whatever this is for you, could be made more fun. Or you might want to try it this way. If I was fun, I would, dot, 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 and you complete that sentence in as many different ways as you can. Just an interesting way of moving through how you might need to bring joy and fun into your life. Here's something really simple. I mentioned before about kind of making yourself or forcing yourself to laugh. Just take a second to smile right now. And what happens in your body? What happens if, even though it might feel uncomfortable or a bit self-conscious, and maybe you're sitting on public transport as you're listening to this and you're doing it anyway, what happens? You start to be able to relax and you can start to be maybe even less self-conscious. So choose something this month that is going to help you have more fun. Don't forget, these monthly energy forecasts are here really just to get you started. You can, of course, receive my free weekly energy forecasts in your inbox every Monday. You can sign up at helenjacobs.co. But I also encourage you to create your own. And if you're using the Head and Heart Digital Planner, you can actually start to chart your progress month after month and incorporate these forecasts and your own into your day-to-day planning. Hey, you've made it to the end of another episode, but maybe you still want more? Hit subscribe on your podcast app so you never miss an episode, or sign up at helenjacobs.co for my free weekly energy forecasts so they land in your inbox every Monday morning.